Her name is Jennifer. She was born into an intellectual family. She obtained her postgraduate degree from Beijing University in 1991 and then worked at the Development and Research Center in the State Council. She used to have a happy family and a lovely daughter. It has been more than a year. She can't return to her home and wanders about in another country alone. She is unable to see her husband or her young daughter. Whenever she sees the warm scene of other families, it touches her emotions and she misses her family a lot.
My daughter is truly loved and very smart. She was able to read simple children's book when she was only 3. While when she reached 7, she found low difficulties at all to read ancient Chinese literature such as the famous Chinese legend story, Journey to the West. Therefore, I sent her to primary school when she was only just over 4 years old. There are 3 people in our family. Do you know how we call each other? Fellows. My daughter called her dad Fellow 1, herself Fellow 2, and I'm Fellow 3. Why was I put in the last? She said the order was decided according to who knew most about how to play. Dad knows most. At that time, we took her to the countryside on almost every Sunday. We took her swimming, camping. Her dad really has a way with child. He would catch a grasshopper, make a basket with grass, catch crickets or fish for her, while I could only watch beside without helping much. The 3 of us are like friends.
There are windy and cloudy days, and people have misfortune as well. Unfortunately, Jennifer caught a serious bout of hepatitis C, and the happy family had a layer of shadow hanging over them.
I sought medical treatment for several years and spent tens of thousands on medication. I used expensive imported medicine, which cost more than 300 yuan for each injection. I had been so happy, too happy, and then suddenly I encountered such a big disaster. All in a sudden, life became so ugly and lost all of its beauties. I felt that there was no hope. I had just begun to work and was planning for a successful career. Yet all of a sudden, I lay in bed in despair. The pain was just too much.
July 1997 was a big transition in Jennifer's life.
After I had practiced Falun Gong for more than 1 month, we had an annual health check in my workplace. I was exempt, and my hepatitis C was just found to have disappeared.
Health and happiness returned to Jennifer. but it didn't last long. In July 1999, another movement started in China. Jennifer was faced with a serious decision.
I could give up. I could say something against my will, but I felt that I couldn't. I wrote appealing letters to the Prime Minister Zhu Rongji, to President Jiang Zemin, to the People's Representative Congress.
These letters were not delivered to the recipients. Instead, they were used by the public security officers against Jennifer. She was forcefully taken away and sentenced to 1 year of re-education through labor.
From the very first minute in the forced labor camp, the first words I ever heard were, "Go down, then lower your head." I was dragged on the floor and beaten and shocked with two electric batons until I was unconscious. I was not allowed to have a shower for 37 days. I was not allowed to wash or change my clothes. We all sweated so much, and our shorts were stained to such an extent that they could stand straight on their own when removed. We were forced to work. Even that blind person was forced to work. Because she could not see, she could only transport the big bunches of grass for us. But as she could not see her way, she was often locked on the ground by something in her way. The grass dropped everywhere. She had to crawl on the ground, search with her hands for the grass. Most of the work we did were knitting sweaters. We were not allowed to sleep when we did not finish all the job. We started to work as soon as we got up at 5:30 in the morning, and often worked until early next morning. I was so tired. Sleep had become the only thing I loved in my life.
After Jennifer was arrested, her husband inquired about her whereabouts everywhere.
He saw me for the first time 4 months after I had been arrested. I had been detained in the forced labor camp for more than 4 months. But I could not see how I looked before there was no mirror in the camp. I did not know whether the blisters on my leg caused by the electric baton had healed. We had only 20 minutes. The police asked him to leave when the time was up. I can never forget the way he looked at me. He looked at me and looked at me so hard. As if he wanted to look me into his eyes, to take me away, or to have his eyes lift upon me to keep me company by looking at me really hard. We were separated by the thick glass, more than 1 meter apart. He stood up and his eyes were still looking at me. I was suffering so much, and I just could not put up with it. After he was finally forced to leave, he blindly drove the car for more than 100 kilometers until he could not drive anymore. He had to stop the car at the roadside, turn on the radio to the maximum volume, lay down on the back seat, wanted to cry, but somehow just could not.
Even though Jennifer was released from the forced labor camp after 1 year, the police still did not spare her. They continued to harass her every other day. The family did not have peaceful days. She was forced to run away from China, leave her native land, and and separate from her family.
Within these few years, it was too cool for a child. After I was released from the forced labor camp, my child gave me a booklet supplied by her teacher that slandered and attacked viciously on Falun Gong. She put it on my table in the hope to persuade me to give up. She was so little, only 9 years old, but her eyes were full of despair when she cried to me, "I know Mommy is a good person, but the TV says Falun Gong practitioners are bad." I remember when I was young, we played with the roof every day while singing, "Hit, hit, hit, overthrew Liu Shaoqi, right, 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 erase Wang Guangmei," a communist propaganda slogan. We sang this while we jumped the rope all day long, and we never thought that there was anything wrong with it.
At that time, Jennifer was the same age as her daughter. Under the current situation, there are also young lives who are innocent and unaware.
Today is her 10th birthday. I called her. "How are you? Mom wishes you a happy birthday." She said, "I'm not happy at all. It's all your fault. I did not expect this." As a child of only 10, with her own mom on one side and entire national propaganda on the other, how can she manage? Who should she choose? That's the worst of all.